It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
Here we go. We're back inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena, getting you set for a semifinal contest in the boys' Class 3A State Championship Tournament. The Silver Lake Eagles and the Goodland Cowboys. Welcome to our broadcast tonight here on The Pulse. MJ, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Sam, and of course, the Silver Lake boys trying to join their counterparts, the Silver Lake girls, in the game prior. An absolutely scintillating finish. They come from 10 points down in the third quarter, and they knock out Heston to advance to the state championship tomorrow. The Silver Lake girls will take on Halstead at 4 o'clock. And on the boys' side, the Heston Swathers await the winner here of Silver Lake and Goodland, with Galena awaiting the loser in the consolation final. Again, it's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Get you tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with Silver Lake. Dane Johnson, 6'3 junior, for a monstrous performance last night in the quarterfinals as they knocked out Lakin. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, was 8 of 13 from the floor, and he went over 1,000 points in his career as well. DeAndre Rosano, 6'2 senior, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Brody Dider as well, 5'11 senior, 5 points and 7 rebounds, along with 3 assists in that win against Lakin last night. J.P. Whitehead in the backcourt as well. He is a 5'9 senior. And then Jared Johnson, 6'2 senior forward, 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, for Shannon Kruger and second-year head coach, the Silver Lake Eagles at 19-5, Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Dider, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson. Well, Lakin had some length last night, and the Cowboys of Goodland, it is no different. Under Mike Dole, 21-3 is their record. They lost in the state title game last year to Wellsville, trying to get back to the state championship here in 25. They have a record of 21-3. Braylon Mole, a 5'11 junior in the backcourt at 7.7 points per game. Brady Brumbaugh, 6'6 senior. He is a dynamo. 22 points per game, 21-8 in their win yesterday in the quarterfinals against Cheney. Also, Zach Thorson, he is a 6'1 senior at North of 5 points per game. And Blair Lennon is a 6'5 senior at 5.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Lincoln Cure, the 6'6 senior, K-State football commit, one of the top tight end recruits in the nation. He is built like a D1 football player, 11 points and 5 rebounds per game. He had 9 points, 5 rebounds, also 6 assists in their win last night, which was 68-52 against Cheney. So again, for the Cowboys, it is Mole, it is Cure, it is Brumbaugh, it is Thorson, and Lennon. Silver Lake, again, historic win for them last night, defeating Lakin 48-46. Dane Johnson, 2 free throws with 3 seconds to go. The deciding outcome there, it ended the Bronx 20-game winning streak. A winner moves on and will face Heston tomorrow night in the state championship game. Galena awaits the loser in the consolation game. Silver Lake will have the home white uniforms here tonight. Lake across the chest, maroon numerals and lettering trimmed in gold. Cowboys, the road, all black uniforms, and they are trimmed in yellow with the numerals and letterings with the cursive Cowboys across the chest. Again, MJ, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Demmon here on The Pulse. The exciting state basketball tournament weekend continuing here with the final game of the night here in Hutch. Goodland and Silver Lake. And we are moments away from tipping this one up here on The Pulse. Again, we had the broadcast on our sister station, Silver Lake girls on our sister station in the 6 o'clock game. That was on 103.9. Again, it was a fantastic game, so bear with me. The voice is hoarse. We're grinding through it. It's been a busy few nights, no doubt about it, but we are getting it set for the Silver Lake boys and the Goodland Cowboys. Again, it's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Heston awaits the winner. Galena awaits the loser. Who's going to the state championship game? Let's find it out. DeAndre Rosano will jump it against the K-State commit and Lincoln Cure. Cowboys will go right to left in the all-black road uniforms. Silver Lake here in the first half will go from left to right. Rosano, Cure, here we go. Silver Lake fans have not gone anywhere since about 4:30 this afternoon, and they got another game to cheer for. Here we go. Goodland Cowboys, the opening possession here from right to left. They average 61 points per game and have a record of 21-3. Here is Blair Lennon, right side pass, a three by Mole, off the rim, no, tipped in the air, offensive rebound comes up short, second chance up and in. Blair Lennon, after getting his own miss not once but twice, gives Goodland a 2-0 lead. 25 seconds into the game, here's the first offensive touch for Dane Johnson in Silver Lake. Here is Whitehead working, dumping it inside, knocked away, out of bounds, and it stays here with Silver Lake, good hustle on the far side of the floor by Goodland's defense, and Zach Thorson, who nearly forced a turnover. Here's J.P. Whitehead to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Just over 30 seconds in, Goodland out to a 2-0 lead. Rosano lost it, taken away by Goodland, turnover by Silver Lake. They get it up the floor quickly, Mole to the rack for two. Braylon Mole, the 5'11 junior, doubles up the Cowboys' lead. It is 4-0. Of course, in the game last night against Lakin, the Bronx scored the first 7 points of the game. Silver Lake did not go anywhere quietly. Minute into the game. Goodland out to a 4-0 lead. Here's Dider up top. J.P. Whitehead right side of it. A couple steps in front of midcourt. Waist-high dribbles crossing over from left to right. Goes back left. Angles that way. Hands it off to Dane Johnson on the wing. He is guarded by Mole. Puts it on the dribble. Gets to the paint. Fade away, Jay. Front rim, no. And tips into the hands of Goodland, a rebound for Zach Thorson. 4-0 Cowboys. Brumbaugh thought about a deep three instead up top between the rings here to Lincoln Cure. He'll step into a deep three. That one missing off the right rim. Offensive rebound for Goodland. Shot up and good. Zach Thorson, the third basket for the Cowboys, and they're out to a 6-0 lead at 6:15 to go here in the first. Now they're showing some pressure here. Cure just so big with the body. The tight end commit to K-State. Rosano fighting away underneath and getting one up and in for two. Desperately needed that. Silver Lake on the board. DeAndre Rosano makes it 6-2 Cowboys. 2 minutes into this ballgame. Here's Brumbaugh with it. Right side to Cure. And leave him open. Now a skip pass left side. Mole a three. It's an air ball. And a backside rebound for Dane Johnson. 6-2 Cowboys. 5:45 to go first quarter. Johnson going on Cure, gets to the left block, backs it out there to Jared Johnson, high left on the wing. Left side pass to Dane in the corner. Man-to-man defense here by the Cowboys. They give up 46.5 points per game. Eagles score it at 64 points per game. Dider, left elbow, works it now. Right wing, spins into the paint. Bounce pass to Dane on the block. Back to the basket, going to work. Double shot, good! And the foul! What a play by Dane Johnson. A chance at one more and a 4-0 run here for Silver Lake. They're within two. It's 6-4 at 5:20 to go here in this quarter. Dane Johnson, 27 points, 8 rebounds in the game last night. He was 11-15 at the line, and he knocks in the first free throw here. And it's a 5-0 Silver Lake run. They're within one. It is 6-5 at 5:15 to go here in the first. Winner gets tested in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15. Girls will play in the title game in the one prior at 4 o'clock against Halstead. Long skip pass far side of the floor. Thorson has it up top. Brumbaugh thought about it. Closed out by Tider. Gets it to Thorson in the corner. He'll hesitate. Fire a three. Swish. Zach Thorson, a 6'1 senior, has 5, and that stops the 5-0 run for Silver Lake. It's down 9-5 Cowboys. Rosano underneath, shot up and good. They got it to him on the block. DeAndre Rosano did not score in the game last night, and has 2 buckets here in this matchup. It is 9-7 Goodland. Now a pass deflected. Dider couldn't quite handle it midcourt. Cure, now a long pass. Brumbaugh in the corner for 3. It is an air ball and a backside rebound by Dane Johnson. Chance to tie or take the lead here on this possession. 4:20, clock moving first quarter. Cowboys 9, Eagles 7. Here is J.P. Whitehead. A couple of more Cowboys will sub at the next dead ball. Here's Dider on the wing left. Good length once again for this Cowboys roster. Dider diving, fading away. Shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. He gets it back, floats it up. That one, no good. And a rebound cleared away off the second miss. That was pulled down by Lennon. Here's Brumbaugh into the front court. Wants a Kier screen, using it to his right. Gets to the elbow, kicks in the corner. Good close out there by Whitehead. Stepping back for three. Off the heel, strong no. Jared Johnson clears it away for Silver Lake. Here's Lake into the front court. This is J.P. Whitehead. Both teams will sub in two at the next dead ball. 3:37 to go in the first. Cowboys 9, Eagles 7. Here's Dane Johnson, high right on the wing. He is guarded right now by Thorson. Backs it up to the right wing. Wants to go to work. Back up top, Jared Johnson. Nice ball fake on Kier. Diving, kicking back out to Dane on the right wing. He'll put it on the deck. Spinning at the elbow, Jared Johnson, right corner, three, got it. Jared Johnson, a downtown triple, and a timeout for Goodland. Silver Lake has the lead. It is 10-9 at 3:16 to go in this opening quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. So a similar script to the game last night against Lakin. Lakin scored the first 7 points of the game and looked like they were going to run away with it about a minute in. But Silver Lake held the course, got right back into it, ultimately would go on to win the game by two. Here tonight against Goodland, Cowboys scored the first 6 of the game. Once again, Eagles stay the course, get some stops, get some buckets, and right now they have a 10-9 lead over Goodland at 3:16 to go in quarter number one. Again, MJ, our studio producer, here on the Pulse 96.9, was getting a notice about a 15-minute halftime intermission. So MJ taking note there. Once we get to halftime here, it's going to be 15 minutes instead of 10. Out of the timeout, 3:10 to go, first quarter. 10-9, Silver Lake by one. Here's Thorson, right side, gets to the rack. Shot rejected by Jared Johnson from behind. Good defense. Could it lead to some offense here? Here's Dane Johnson, casual with the dribble. Thorson defending here in the front court. Dane Johnson working it back. Top of the key. Left side, Jared. Now Rosano in the corner. He's off to a good start with 2 buckets and 4 points. Here is Amen Kaufman, who was good in the second quarter with 7 yesterday against Lakin. Only the second double-figure scorer for the Eagles in that ballgame. Here's Rosano back out into the corner. Hunter Rooks is into the game as well. Back up to Dane Johnson. 2.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Eagles by one. Johnson going to work. Right side block. Quickly tripled. Gets it back out to Rooks. Looking left. Comes back right. Rooks diving. Stopping at the elbow. Gets it back out to Dane Johnson on the wing right. Going to work here on Thorson. Spins out to Rooks on the wing. 2 dribbles left. Back to Dane Johnson. He'll fire D3. It's an air ball. And it goes out of bounds. A lengthy possession there for Silver Lake. And they come up empty with an air ball triple. 2:08 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake 10, Goodland 9. Winner will face Heston in the championship game tomorrow at 6:15. The loser will play Galena at 2 in the third place game. Lengthy possession, but here comes Brumbaugh, the 6'6 senior, averaging 22 a game for Goodland. Gets a high ball screen. Still on the dribble. Spins. A lot of contact. Shot no good, but a blocking foul will put him at the line. And Amen Kaufman a little slow to get up here. Kaufman down, injured on the play. Might be holding his nose. There could be some blood here. Well, right now, free throws on deck here for Goodland. Minute 59 to go in this opening quarter. Again, MJ, our studio producer here on the Pulse. And Kaufman again, looked like he got a little nose splatter there. And he will come off the floor. All right, so little nosebleed won't hurt nobody. Appears to be okay. All right, back to it. It is the sensational 6'6 senior forward, Brady Brumbaugh, the 22-point-per-game-a-night scorer, and he misfires on the first free throw attempt here. Silver Lake 10, Goodland 9, just south of 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Final, semifinal game here tonight from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. He goes 0-for-2, but an offensive rebound by Schlosser. His chance put up and in. Nice play by the bench player, Barrett Schlosser. And it gives Goodland the lead back at 11-10, a minute 47 to go here in the first. Well, Silver Lake, they were out-rebounded by Lakin last night. It did not hurt them in the final score category. And the length again, they are undersized compared to this Cowboys team here tonight. And there's a pass into the corner to Rosano. He could not handle it. It goes out of bounds. Pass issued by Bergman. A little too much heat on it. And Silver Lake turns it over. Minute 32 to go in this opening quarter. 11 to 10, beg your pardon, is the Goodland Cowboys lead. Chance to build on it here. Here's Braylon Mole into the front court here. Works it back between the legs. Right side to Brumbaugh on the wing. Back to Mole, top of the circle. They switch here defensively. Bergman now defending. Here's Kier, left elbow, back to the bucket. Wants to go to work. Nice dump down pass to Mole. Has to back it out into the corner. Now up top, Schlosser, who had the last bucket, gets it back to Kier. Approaching the final minute here in this opening quarter. Also in is Kaysen Cederstrom. Here's a three by Brumbaugh. Front rim, no. DeAndre Rosano high for the rebound. And a foul called against Goodland. That is Schlosser. Whistle's been pretty quiet from the officials here in the first quarter. Jared Johnson comes back in. He will replace Grady Bergman. Silver Lake trailing here by 1 point. Goodland 11, Silver Lake 10. Exactly a minute to go here in the first. Here's Dane Johnson to throw it in. Gets it off to Hunter Rooks. He is guarded by Cederstrom as they go man-to-man with some full-court pressure. Rooks low with the dribble. Crossing over to his left. He's at the middle of the floor. Picks it up there. Hands it off to Dane Johnson. Right back to Rooks. A little closer to the left side wing. Not using the dribble. Now Dider at the free throw line. He's closed out by Kier. Now Jared a touch left wing. Bouncing it. Short corner left. Dane Johnson back down near the corner. Working on the block. Physicality got to the rack and a foul called. It's on the floor. 32.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Team foul number 3 against the Cowboys. And they get Mole with that foul. That is his first against team foul number 3. Jared Johnson to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Silver Lake takes the lead with the bucket here on this possession. Now Dane trapped in the corner, finds Jared on the left wing. Good defense, though, by Cederstrom, nearly forcing a turnover. Jared works it, hands it off to Dider, head of the circle, right back, right wing. Here's Rooks, going to work, in the paint, free throw line, right side pass to Jared. 15 seconds left, here's Dider in the corner. Wants to go baseline, bumped and fouled. Cederstrom picks that one up. Stops the clock at 13 seconds. That's the fourth foul against the Cowboys. They foul here in the next 12.8. It will put Silver Lake at the line. Both offenses have gone quiet here in the last couple. Dider in the corner. Double. Gets it to Rosano. Now Jared Johnson. Left wing three. In and out. No. Here the rebound. Here is 3 seconds now for Goodland. Brumbaugh into the front court, a deep three, left it short. That takes us to the end of one. Well, Silver Lake, a slow start just like last night, but now they have the lead after the first 8 minutes. Boys, semifinal action. Silver Lake actually trailing, beg your pardon. Silver Lake is down by one, 11-10 Goodland. We're back after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Here we go back here on the Pulse, 11-10 Goodland, as we start the second quarter here in Hutch. Trip to the state championship game on the line here for the Silver Lake boys. First possession, though, here for the Eagles. Dider has it on the wing, on the floor as well. Whitehead, you got Rosano, Dane Johnson, and Jared Johnson. Here's Dane Johnson going to work. Right block, spinning, fading, banking it in with soft touch off the window. Tim Duncan would approve of that bucket. He's got five. And Silver Lake retakes the lead. It's 12-11, 32 seconds into this second quarter. Right side pass, a wing shot, no good. Kier, the rebound, no good on the second attempt. But a foul called, and Lincoln Kier Tight end commit to Kansas State. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Again, the foul on Dane Johnson is first, and Silver Lake team foul number one here in the quarter. Lincoln Cure at the line. First free throw, no good. He struggled at the line in their win last night. He had 9 points and six assists, but was just 1 for 6 at the line in their win against Cheney. Well, they really dominated Cheney in the second half last night, winning 68-52. The tied up here, second one no good, and Dane Johnson chasing down the miss. The Cure goes 0 for 2. Silver Lake leading by one. Here's Snyder, pull up Jay, got the kind touch, it drops in for a deuce. Brody Snyder is first basket, Silver Lake by three at 14-11. About a minute into this second quarter. Boy, this Eagles team, they're on one. What a run it's been here in the postseason trying to get to a state championship game. Right now with the ball, Braylon Moll backing out between the legs on the dribble. Hands it off head of the circle here to Zach Thorson. Wants to hand it off to Brumbaugh. Does so, right wing. Little three-man weave action with Moll. He'll step back, deep three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, put back up and in, and one. Blair Lennon, an offensive rebound and stick back, and he's got a chance for one more, which would tie the game. 14-13, Silver Lake. 6:40 to go in this half. Lennon had 4 points and 9 rebounds in their game yesterday against Cheney. And he's already surpassed that point total-wise. He's got 5 here in the first half against Silver Lake. We're tied at 14-14. 6:35 to go in the half. Here's Whitehead into the front court near side. Goes top of the key to Dane Johnson. Puts it on the dribble left once. Now Snyder in the corner. Back to the wing. Up to Dane Johnson high left. Looking back to his head coach, Shannon Krueger. Second all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake history is Coach Shannon. Lon, of course, the leading scorer. Quite the tree there. Long pass, Snyder had it knocked away out of bounds, far side of the floor. Good hands there by Zach Thorson. Cowboys nearly got a turnover, but Silver Lake keeps. 6:08 to go in the half, a 14-14 tie. Here's Dane Johnson to throw it in. Does so to Snyder. Long skip pass here, high right to Whitehead. Now Jared Johnson. Now Dane in the corner. Jared cutting, nothing through it. Extended zone defense here for the Cowboys. Here's Johnson, free throw line. Whitehead into the corner with Jared Johnson. Closed out quickly. Rosano inside, had it knocked away in a steal. Turnover by Silver Lake. Here's Moll into the front court. He had it knocked away, and Whitehead comes away with a steal. Silver Lake back the other way. Cowboys do a good job. Transition defense there. Silver Lake settles in. We're tied at 14, 5:33 and counting second quarter. Dane Johnson hands it off head of the circle to J.P. Whitehead. Goes a little bit to his left. Backside pass here to Dane. Going baseline right. Backed out into the corner by Lincoln Cure. Big body for sure. Here's Jared Johnson now on the wing. He'll go to work. Gets short corner right. Backs it out to the wing here to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake, they have had quite a few lengthy possessions here throughout the course of this first half. Here's a post touch. Left side, Rosano had it knocked away. And they get him for an offensive foul. He wrapped the arm around the defender. And Zach Thorson. So a turnover and a foul against DeAndre Rosano. First personal foul against DeAndre Rosano. The third team foul against the Eagles here in the second quarter. 14-14 tie. It has been light in the scoring department here in the first 3 minutes of the second. Into the front court, Moll. Up top it goes to Lennon. Left side pass, it goes to Thorson, gets the screen, dives in from the elbow, kicks it up top, Brumbaugh three, this one's short, fighting for the rebound, Jared has it, that is Jared Johnson for Silver Lake, he clears it away. Over to Dane, into the front court, 4.5 minutes to go in the half, still deadlocked at 14-14. Goodland had an 11-10 lead at the end of one, points hard to come by here in quarter number two. Dane Johnson, right block, going to work, spinning left, tough shot, goes over the backboard, and that goes back to the Cowboys. Tough shot there for Dane Johnson, just so much size for the Cowboys underneath, and a lot of length to shoot over. That was a disciplined defensive possession there by Goodland. Into the game returning, Kaysen Cederstrom, a 5'11 senior. Brumbaugh into the front court. Left side pass to goes. Thorson inside. Lennon lost it. Taken away. Turnover by Goodland. And Silver Lake, another opportunity to break the 14-14 tie. Here's J.P. Whitehead working left. Waist-high left-handed dribbles working on the wing. Goes behind the back. Now into the corner it goes with Eamon Kaufman, who's back into the game. He took a shot to the nose in that first quarter. Kaufman to the rack. Oh, he had a good look. Couldn't convert. Rebound cleared away by the Cowboys. Still 14-14 tie. Here's Brumbaugh. Right corner. Spins into a double team. Long skip pass. Cederstrom into the corner. Schlosser thought about it, but turns down a three. Back up top it goes here to Thorson. He'll put it on the deck. Spinning on Jared. Shot. No. Second chance. Up and in. Right place, right time. Barrett Schlosser. He's got four. We finally get off the 14-14 score. Cowboys 16, Eagles 14. 3:21 to go. Clock moving. Second quarter. Whitehead around to Jared Johnson's screen. Settles in on the right wing. Guarded heavily here by Schlosser. Left side, three, Kaufman. It is nothing but net. Amen, Kaufman. A downtown triple, and that gives Silver Lake the lead back. It's 17-16 at 3 minutes to go in the half. Up top with it, Blair Lennon, the 6'5 senior. His pass sails away out of bounds into the Silver Lake student section. Turnover by Goodland. 2:58 left in the half. 17-16, Silver Lake by one. Can the boys join the girls squad in state championship games tomorrow? The girls title game will be Silver Lake and Halstead. That'll be at 4 o'clock. We'll have it on our sister station, 103.9. Here's Jared Johnson into the front court. Long pass. Dane Johnson now. Going up high to get it on the right block. Spinning left. Hesitates. Rejected. Shot at the rim. Great defense by Barrett Schlosser. Check that one out of bounds. Silver Lake keeps. 2:42 to go in the half. It is 17-16 Eagles. And back into the game, Joel Miller. Opportunity. He was going to throw it in, but Dider now will throw it in. Oh, pass into some traffic, but somehow brought down by Dane Johnson. Miller into the corner with Dider. And fading to his left, it hit the rim twice. Fell off from about 12 feet away. Lincoln Cure, the rebound for Goodland. 17-16 Eagles, 2:25 to go in the half. Low scoring second quarter here for both sides. Here's Brumbaugh around a screen. Floater, short, fight for the rebound. Foul on Goodland. We'll get Schlosser with this one. That is his second. And the first Goodland foul of quarter number two. Cowboys will bring in a sub as Thorson's going to check back in. So again, Schlosser picks up his second foul. The only player here in the first half on either side to have two fouls credited to them. Here's Jared Johnson, a one-point lead for Silver Lake, 17-16, 2:10 to go in the half. Man-to-man defense here by the Cowboys. He's being guarded by Cederstrom, and now that one's knocked away and a steal. And Jared Johnson, a frustration foul there after the Silver Lake turnover. Both teams still have fouls to give. With 2:05 to go in the half, J.P. Whitehead's going to check back in for Jared Johnson again. Frustration foul for Jared. That is his second foul. Cowboys a chance to retake the lead. 17-16 Eagles. We approach the final 2 minutes of this second quarter. Into the front court. They want Cure over the top. Too easy there. Lincoln Cure, his first basket of the half. That gives the Cowboys the lead back. 18-17. Beautiful entry pass from the right wing. Cowboys now on the defensive end. Here's J.P. Whitehead. Play good screen defense there. Now Dider at the right elbow. Kicks it left. It's Joel Miller. Goes to work to the rack. Layup for two. How about it for Joel Miller? Played in just 36 seconds and had no stats in the win last night against Lakin. Gets his first bucket in this one tonight. 19-18 Eagles. 1:22 clock moving second quarter. Cowboys trying to retake the lead back. Mole in the corner. They go back up top to Cederstrom. Brumbaugh now, right side pass, it goes to Thorson. Up top, Mole thought about it, now does, a three, it's good. Little hesitation there for Braylon Mole, but he knocks on the left wing triple. 21-19 Goodland, final 60 seconds here in a pretty fast-paced moving first half of play. J.P. Whitehead into the front court, waist-side dribbles, angles right, stops on the NJCAA logo here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Now Dane Johnson, two steps in front of midcourt. Near sideline, angles to the right wing, still has the dribble. He is guarded by Thorson. They clear it away for him. Johnson spinning, fading away, left it short, hit the rim twice, fell off, and a foul committed by Joel Miller. And that's going to put Goodland at the line to shoot two. It's team foul number five against the Eagles. 37 seconds left here in the first half. It has been a grind, physicality on both sides of the ball. Kaysen Cederstrom is going to shoot these free throws here for Goodland. Cowboys have a 21-19 lead. Again, the foul was on Joel Miller, his first, and the first free throw here is no good. There have not been a ton of free throws in this first half. Cowboys just 1-for-4 at the line here so far. Cederstrom got the second, his first point tonight. 3-point Cowboys lead at 22-19. 37 seconds left in this first half of play. Heston awaits the winner in the state title game tomorrow night at 6:15. Dane Johnson gets the pass from Whitehead across midcourt. Now working back center circle. 21 seconds to go. Here's Whitehead. Between the rings out high. Sider left wing. Holds it hip high. Puts it on the dribble. Now Whitehead thought about it in the corner. 12 seconds to go. Gets a cutting Dider. One-hander. Floater. Good. Whitehead the assist. And a bucket by Dider. 22-21. Chance here. Shot. Cederstrom for three. Off the rim. No good. And that takes us to halftime. It's an extended halftime break of 15 minutes. So probably an extra break here or two for MJ on the other side. Low scoring. Boys semifinal. It is Goodland 22, Silver Lake 21. Halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Back to it here on the Pulse. Brandon Tamman, courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. MJ, our studio producer, doing the Lord's work as always. Appreciate it very, very much. A boys semifinal here in the 3A classification. A low-scoring effort on both sides, but right now the Goodland Cowboys lead the Silver Lake Eagles 22-21. 11-10, Goodland after one, and then both teams putting up 11 points in the second period to give us this 22-21 Goodland halftime lead. Let's go through some of the numbers in the first half. We'll start on the individual side for Goodland. Three players with 5 points. Braylon Mole, Zach Thorson, and Blair Lennon. 4 points as well from Barrett Schlosser. 2 points from Lincoln Cure, and then 1 point from Kaysen Cedarstrom. Silver Lake individual point. 5 from Dane Johnson. They got 4 apiece from DeAndre Rosano and Brody Whitehead. They got 3 apiece from Jared Johnson and Amen Kaufman, and then 2 points as well from Joel Miller. Shooting numbers in the first half. Goodland, they were 9 of 24 shooting, 37.5%, just 2 of 13 from three-point range, that's 15.4%. Cowboys, 2 of 7 at the line, 28.6%. Silver Lake, a little bit better. They were 9 of 19 from the floor, 47%, just 4 three-pointers taken, but they've knocked in 2 for a 50% clip, and just 1 free-throw attempt in the first half for Silver Lake, and it was knocked in by Dane Johnson. Largest lead for Goodland in the first half was 6. Silver Lake's largest lead in the first half was 3. 8 lead changes in that first half compared to just one tie. 8 minutes and 25 seconds in that first half, Goodland had the lead. Silver Lake had the lead in the first half for 4 minutes and 3 seconds. The rebound numbers, 15-9 in favor of Goodland. They have 7 offensive rebounds compared to just 2 for Silver Lake. Silver Lake, 8 assists compared to 3 for Goodland. Turnover numbers, 5 for Silver Lake, just 3 for Goodland. And the steal numbers, 3 for Goodland and just 2 for Silver Lake. Get our halftime score here in Hutch. The Silver Lake boys trail the Goodland Cowboys 22-21. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. Heston awaits the winner tomorrow night. We get a lengthier halftime here, so a couple minutes with a longer break here for MJ in studio. Again, our halftime score, 22-21. We'll continue after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Temperatures are dropping, critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust. Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
A little bit longer of a halftime here as we're getting ready for the start of the second half. The Goodland Cowboys leading the Silver Lake Boys 22-21. The Heston Swathers await the winner of this one, and tomorrow night's state championship game. The Swathers won their matchup in fairly dominant fashion over number one seed and previously undefeated Galena. Heston won that game 60-42, and then Galena, of course, will get the loser of this one in the consolation final tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Of course, the girls bracket is set for championship Saturday. Silver Lake, what a win that they had tonight against Heston. It was also undefeated going into it, but Silver Lake, a 25-10 fourth quarter. They erased an 8-point deficit and now have an opportunity to repeat as the state champs, as they will get the 2 seed and number 2 ranked Halstead, who is 24-1. They won their matchup in the semifinals earlier today against Colby. That final was 46-33. So you got Heston and Colby in the girls' third place game tomorrow at noon. The boys' third place game will be Galena against the loser of this one. Of course, the winner of Goodland and Silver Lake gets Heston in the title game at 6:15, and then the girls' championship game at 4 o'clock, Silver Lake and Halstead. So that's an update of the bracket here in Hutch. We'll take a final 3-minute timeout. We'll get you set to start the second half here right after this. Again, Goodland 22, Silver Lake 21. Second half after a 3-minute timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent-free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Here we go. Start of the second half here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Again, MJ in studio here on the Pulse. Brandon Tatman here courtside. Goodland 22, the Silver Lake Boys 21. Looks like starters both ways. Jared Johnson, J.P. Whitehead, DeAndre Rosano, Dane Johnson, and also Brody Zider. Third quarter starters is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team that needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup in your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Cowboys opening possession. Floater in the lane. Swish. A teardrop there. Nicely done. Braylon Mole. He has got seven to lead the Cowboys. And they're up by three. Quickly up the floor, missed shot. And a second chance was nearly put up and in by Dane Johnson. But he is fouled on that second chance effort. He will go to the line to shoot two. And the first foul of the third quarter is going against Goodland. And that one against Thorson, his first. And Johnson at the line, cashes the first free throw. He's got six here in the game. And he's 2 for 2 at the line. Staggered stance, right foot in front. The right-handed shot rattles in there. 7 points to lead Silver Lake. Dane Johnson back to a one-point game. Cowboys 24, Silver Lake 23. Just getting going here in quarter number three. A little pressure here by Silver Lake, and methodically into the front court is Goodland. Backdoor pass, layup good. That was nicely done, and Braylon Mole has the first two baskets here for the Cowboys in the third. He's got 9 to lead all scorers, 26-23, Goodland. Here's J.P. Whitehead, hands it off to Jared Johnson on the wing left. He'll go around the arc with that right-handed dribble. Dider locked it, but picked up here by Dane Johnson on the wing. Johnson going to work, gets in the paint, kicks it out, Dider, nice ball fake, working around Cure, spinning, hesitates, fires, shot short. Jared Johnson able to get it down in the corner, now Rosano inside, layup good, and the foul, DeAndre Rosano. Chance at a three-point play to tie the game. Goodland foul on Lincoln Cure, that is his second, and team foul number two. 6:53 to go, third quarter. Free throw by Rosano. No, it's too strong. Brumbaugh gets the rebound here for the Cowboys. Now the lead at one again. 26-25 Goodland. As we're not quite 90 seconds into this third period. Here is Mole with the basketball. He's off to a good start. Couple buckets here in the third quarter. Here is Lennon. Back to Mole. Cure inside onto defenders. A lot of muscle up and in for two. Wanted an and one. He didn't get the call. Cure's got four. And it's 28-25 Cowboys. 95 seconds into this third quarter. Here's J.P. Whitehead, left corner. Bumped out by Mole. Almost went out of bounds, but got it out to the top of the key. Dider down to Rosano. Gets it up. No good. And a rebound for Cure. Decent look there for Rosano, but could not convert. Into the corner it goes with Thorson back up top to Mole. They'll reset. Cowboys leading by 3. 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Cure at the elbow. Backing down. Thought about a fadeaway J. Turns it down. Now Brumbaugh here. Floater short. Fighting for his own rebound, backside, second chance, no good, that one missed, and Rosano pulls down that one. Thorson had a great look on that second chance, couldn't convert. Whitehead diving, shot up, no good, Rosano, his second chance though, tipped out of bounds, staying here with Silver Lake. So both teams in the last minute have had some good looks right at the rim, and it seems like that rim is tightened up just a touch here in the third. Jason Cederstrom is back into the game. Also, Barrett Schlosser as well. Here for the Cowboys, replacing Cure and Thorson. Silver Lake to throw it in. They're down 3. Still early portions of the third. Here's Whitehead, left wing 3 for the tie. You better believe it. 3-point basket, J.P. Whitehead. 28-28 tie. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. And there were 6 ties and 6 lead changes in that first half. And we have already added a couple to those 2 notches here in the third quarter, about 3 minutes in. Right now, here's Mole. Linen, a touch, closer to the right wing. Now, post touch here. Brumbaugh, one-hander, short, but a foul. He'll shoot 2. Fairly good defense inside for Silver Lake, but Brumbaugh's got the height. And the foul on Brody Dider for Silver Lake. First foul on Silver Lake here in the third quarter. Brumbaugh has not scored in this game tonight until then. He knocked in the first free throw, averaging 22 points a game this season and at 21 points and 8 rebounds in their win last night against Cheney, and it took until 5:08 here in the third to get his first bucket from the line. He goes 2 for 2 and has 2, and the lead is 2 at 30-28. Dider near midcourt. Pass knocked out of bounds by Schlosser. Good defense there, nearly forcing a turnover. So Silver Lake has it down 2. 5:06 to go in this third quarter. Winner gets tested in the title game tomorrow night at 6:15. Girls title game at 4. Silver Lake and Halstead. Here's Jared Johnson. Can the Eagle boys join the girls? Be an incredible storyline if they can. Dane Johnson backing in. Bumped up and fouled on the floor. Ranked by Johnson at 6'3". I think the foul's on Mole. It is. That is his second. Team foul number 3. A sub is in. It is Thorson. He will take the spot of Mole, who just picked up his second foul. Here's Whitehead to throw it in. Right side of his own backboard. Tie or take the lead opportunity here. A 2 would tie it. A 3 would take the lead here for Silver Lake. Not quite to the halfway point here in this third period. 30-28. Goodland by 2. Jared Johnson, wing right, had it knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Cederstrom. Active hands by this Cowboys defense throughout the course of the night. A lot of deflections in this game. Here is Johnson to throw it in. Does so to Dider. And Dider working casual here to the head of the circle. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Still on that dribble. Now Dane Johnson a touch. And a man defense here by the Cowboys. These have been long and lengthy possessions. Now Johnson diving. Shot no from the left block. Gets his own miss, and he's fouled on the putback attempt. Dane Johnson will go to the line to shoot his 4th and 5th free throw attempts here of the game. Foul is on Blair Lennon here. That is his first and the final foul to give for the Cowboys here in the third quarter. Johnson's first is good. Got 8 points and is 4 for 4 at the line tonight. Shannon Kruger, second year head coach for Silver Lake, barking out the calls to his team here. Dane Johnson, a free throw made here, would tie the game at 30 all. And he does so. 5 for 5 at the line tonight. He's got 9 points. Dane Johnson, 30-30. We are tied. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Boys semifinal game. It's the last matchup of the night here in day number 2. Cure doubled. Now a 3 wide open, short. Jared Johnson going high for the rebound for Silver Lake. Eagles can take the lead here. Here's Dider into the front court, stops on the right wing. Up top it goes to Bergman. He'll go right. Hands it off to Eamon Kaufman, who's back into the game. So a couple subs here on both sides. Here is Bergman going to work in the paint. Pass deflected. Dider trying to pick it up. It's on the floor. And they say it's out of bounds on the baseline. It's going to stay here with Silver Lake. 3:45 to go in the third. We're deadlocked at 30. Long pass into the corner. Johnson a three. Good! Jared Johnson! They left him unmarked, and the Eagles lead it 33-30. 3:35 to go in this third quarter. Johnson, his second triple tonight. He's got six. Brumball with the answer. No, too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Schlosser in the corner, and now a foul. Is it going against Goodland? I believe maybe against Silver Lake, actually. They do get it on Eamon Kaufman, fighting for the rebound. His second, and just the second team foul here in the second half. Down to 3:25 to go in this quarter. 33-30, Silver Lake. Right side corner, wide open for three, air ball. But a second chance up, no good. And a foul called. Right place, right time for Kaysen Cederstrom, and he's going to shoot two. Third foul against Silver Lake here in the quarter. And the first on Grady Bergman. Here's Cederstrom at the line. First free throw, no good. Left it short. 1-for-3 at the line tonight is only points of the game. Five-11 senior Kaysen Cederstrom here for the Cowboys. He spins in the second and gets the Cowboys to within two at 33-31 at 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Dider, right elbow. Thought about a J, but gets it to Jared off on the right wing. Now Dider in the corner. Up top it goes. Bergman lost it, and a foul. Goodland foul on Cederstrom. That is his second. And free throws the rest of the quarter here for Silver Lake. Foul number 5 against the Cowboys. Couple subs in. Next dead ball here after this first free throw by Grady Bergman. Bergman did not score in 7 minutes last night. Did have 3 rebounds against Lakin, looking for his first point of the tournament. And he gets it to fall here on his first free throw attempt of the night. Silver Lake lead is 34-31. Bergman, second. Too strong, rebound for Goodland. Bergman goes 1-for-2. Cowboys down 3. They get it up the floor quickly. Left side, Mole a D3. This one no good. Cure high for the rebound, puts it up and in. Lincoln Cure. 34-33 Eagles, 2:50 to go in the third. The girls game prior to this one for Silver Lake. Nerve-wracking and antsy. Certainly the same here for the boys till tonight with the Cowboys. Here's Dane Johnson going to work to the rack. Layup good with some contact in it. Johnson 11, first player for Silver Lake in double figures. And the lead back to 3, 36-33. 2:25 clock moving third quarter. Backing it out near midcourt, Braylon Mole, the leading scorer here tonight for the Cowboys with 9. Right side pass it goes. Thorson on the wing. Brumbaugh back up top to Cure. Dane Johnson defending. Good. Backdoor cut. Layup too easy for Zach Thorson. He's got 7. Great pass as well. 36-35 Eagles. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter. Maybe the best offensive set for the Cowboys tonight. Here's Jared Johnson up top. 2 threes and 6 points for him tonight. Hands it off to Kaufman. Lost it. Guarded by Cure. Nice move. Got around Cure. Flipped it up. Nearly got it to go. Would have been a wild circus shot. He'll shoot two. And Cure will be the guilty party on that foul. That is number 3 on K-State commit, Lincoln Cure. Kaufman at the line to shoot a couple of freebies here. And his first is good. 4 points tonight for Eamon Kaufman. He was the second leading scorer in the win against Lakin with 10. He went 4-for-5 at the line last night, and he makes his first attempts here With 1:45 to go in the third, Eagles lead is 37-35. Second here by Kaufman. Good as well. 5 points for Amen Kaufman. Puck 42, clock moving, third quarter, 38-35. Silver Lake by a triple. What a game it's been tonight. Mole wide open, left corner three, halfway down, no. Lennon the rebound, he fouled. Well, the offensive glass has been big time for the Cowboys. That's size and athleticism, and now Lennon will shoot two. And the Silver Lake foul against Jared Johnson, that is his third, and both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Free throw is good by Blair Lennon, a 6'5" senior forward. Got 6 points tonight, and he's 2 for 2 at the line. So Jared Johnson comes out with three fouls. Sider back on the floor. Dane Johnson, J.P. Whitehead, Amen Kaufman, and also Joel Miller. Second free throw good as well. 7 in the game, and it's 38-37 with under 90 seconds to go. Left corner three, Joel Miller, little strong. Dane Johnson, the offensive rebound. Second chance, he muscles it up and in. 13 for Dane Johnson, a three-point game at 40-37. Eagles by that triple, a minute 10 to go in this third. In the corner, Cederstrom now gets it back out. Left wing, thought about it, into the corner with Moll. Cederstrom up top to Lennon. Right side pass on the wing now to Thorson. Boy, Moll wanted to turn down an open three. Instead, up top it goes to Brumbaugh, who has been super quiet tonight. Just 2 points, averaging 22 a game. He'll try to get on the board with a long two. It's no good, short. Rebound, Silver Lake. Silver Lake by three, 40 seconds and counting in this third quarter. Heston awaits in the championship game tomorrow night. Here is Dane Johnson with the basketball. Out of the circle, Silver Lake wants to play for the final shot. They still got to run off 26 seconds here. Foul will put them at the line. 20 seconds down. Dane Johnson, man-to-man here for Goodland. He's guarded right now by Thorson. Right side pass to Amen Kaufman, down to 13. Hands it off to Dane, had it knocked away, picking it up. And working back into the front court here. 7 seconds and a foul on Goodland. Cowboys thought it wasn't touched and it was going to be an over and back turnover, but ref said it was deflected, and now Dane Johnson gets to shoot two free throws. And they get the foul on Thorson, his second. Johnson's first is good. 14 for Dane Johnson after 27 in the game last night. 41-37, Eagles by four. Goodland, regardless, will have time here to get up the floor and get up a shot before the quarter. Johnson again, pure at the line, 15 in the game. He has made all 7 of his free throw attempts tonight, and he is 18 of 22 at the free throw line here in the tournament. 4 seconds here for Moll. He wants to go coast to coast. Layup good. Nobody stopped the ball. And Moll gets a big basket. And Silver Lake's lead is 42-39. Trip to the state title game on the line. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
8 minutes to go. It's fourth quarter action time. The Silver Lake boys leading Goodland by three, 42-39. Eagles trying to advance to the state championship game. They have only won one state title in school history. It goes back to 1981. Can they join their counterpart, the girls, who won their semifinal against Heston in comeback fashion? 25 seconds into this fourth quarter. Lengthy possession here. Dane Johnson, free throw line, extension to the rack. He got there, and he fouled. He'll shoot two. Dane Johnson, 7-for-7 at the line. 10 points in the third quarter, 15 in the game. Exactly 30 seconds into this fourth period. Dane Johnson right back to the line. First fourth quarter foul against Goodland on Mole. That is his third. And Johnson steps up and buries the first free throw. 16 for Dane Johnson. Second is good. 17 for Dane Johnson. He's unblemished at the free throw line. A 5-point Silver Lake lead. 44-39 as we're just into the fourth quarter. Here's Mole with it. Up top, they set it up. A Brumbaugh three. That's nicely done. 5 points for Brady Brumbaugh, and that was a well-executed set to get him wide open at the top of the key. The last guy you want to see get going here in the fourth quarter for the Cowboys. 44-42, Eagles by two. A minute into the fourth quarter. Here's Dider. Backed out to the right wing, now gets in the paint, fades, can't get it to go, fighting for the rebound, and a foul against the Cowboys. Dane Johnson saying he was going up and that it's a shooting foul. I don't know if that's going to be the case. And Brumbaugh picks up the foul, just his first, but two early fouls here on the Cowboys. It's 6:54 to go in the game, and Eagles, or Silver Lake, leading 44-42. Long pass, head of the circle. It is Amen Kaufman. He is doubled. Now a pass into the corner. Whitehead turns down a three because Lincoln Cure was barreling down in his face. He'll back it out to the left wing. Whitehead not using any screen there. Working, stops at the free throw line. Gets it back up top to Dane Johnson. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Eagles by two. Johnson shoveling off, fading away. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going back to Goodland. Last touch there by DeAndre Rizzano, trying to clear away with the right and grab that one-handed with the left, but couldn't convert. 6:23 clock moving, fourth quarter. Goodland trails Silver Lake here, 44-42. I need some cough drops. MJ, we need you. Here's Brumbaugh. Left side, it goes to Mole. Got it on the wing left. Silver Lake going zone defense here. 1-2-2 variety. Brumbaugh, a D3 swish. Well, it was only a matter of time before the best player for Goodland got going, and now Silver Lake turns it over. Oh, boy. Goodland with back-to-back threes, and Shannon Krueger wants to talk it over. Let's see if it's a full or a 30. It's a 30. We're going to keep it right here. 5:56 to go in the game, and the Cowboys with back-to-back threes from 6'6" senior forward Brady Brumbaugh. 8 points in the game, but two monster threes in the last 60 seconds. And the Cowboys have their first lead in quite some time, 45-44 in the Cowboys. And we got a fantastic finish coming your way here on the Pulse tonight. Again, Heston defeating top seed Galena 60-42 in the first boys semifinal. So Heston with a record of 23-2 awaits the winner here. In the 6:15 title game tomorrow, Galena will play at 2 o'clock against the loser of this game in the consolation final. So we have had some dandy matchups here tonight, and this finish looks no different from what we have seen all week long. Out of the timeout, 5:53, clock moving, fourth quarter, Cowboys with the ball and a one-point lead. Here's Ball into the front court, out three steps in front of the midcourt line. Wayside dribbles with the right hand, waiting for a play to develop. Right side pass to Thorson, back up top to Mole. Mole starts the pass to Cure, using the strength on Rizzano. Can't make the shot, fighting for his own rebound. He's got it, and a second chance opportunity as it's up top here to Mole. Puts it on the dribble, kicks it into the corner for three. It's good. Zach Thorson on a second chance opportunity gives the Cowboys a four-point lead on a left corner triple. Cowboys on a run, 48-44, they lead. They got momentum on their side with About 5 minutes to go in this game. Big bucket opportunity. Chance to get here for Silver Lake. Quiet this crowd a little bit. Dobson driving, and he is fouled. Lincoln Cure had some words to say there for Dane Johnson. He didn't like the call. And that is the fourth foul on Cure. I think that's why. So Cure's out of the game. Barrett Schlosser is checked in. 5:01 to go in the game. Goodland 48, Silver Lake 44. Trying to get it into Rosano. A lot of traffic and a steal for Goodland. Turnover by Silver Lake. Right side pass, Schlosser driving on the right wing. Inside the three-point line. Over left side, Cederstrom a three. It's good. Kaysen Cederstrom from downtown. Cowboys are on a run. They lead it 51-44, 4:40 to go. It is danger time here for Silver Lake. They desperately need a bucket here. Here's Dider. Jared Johnson swings it through, top of the key. Cederstrom defending. Now Dane Johnson, a touch on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line. He'll fade, fire, count it, and one. Boy, big bucket for Dane Johnson. He's got a chance for one more. 51-46, Goodland. 4:24 left in the game. And that is the fourth foul on Goodland here in the fourth. So the rest of the way, Silver Lake is in the bonus. That foul was on Schlosser, his third. 19 points for Dane Johnson. His free throw, no good. His first miss tonight from the line, and the rebound by Schlosser. A 5-point Goodland lead at just under 4:20 to go in the game. Here is Brumbaum. Been hot. He'll try to extend it. Not this time. It's tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say Silver Lake basketball. A couple of bodies were in there. The big stop there. Boy, Brumbaugh tried to do that one all by himself with a left wing step back three. It was on target but short. Silver Lake down five, 51-46. Final 4 minutes in this fourth and final quarter. Winner moves on to the Class 3A state championship tomorrow night. Big possession here. Dider has it on the left wing, barking out the signals. Wanting a ball screen right, not using, going left. Gets to the short corner. Now Coffin, head of the circle, putting it on the dribble. Defending, shot blocked. Good defense. Schlosser got the block, and Goodland clears it away, up five. 3:35 to go. Brumbaugh to the rack. He fouled. Rosano will pick up that foul, and Brumbaugh's going to shoot two. It's been a good fourth quarter here for Brady Brumbaugh. 3:35 to go in the game. Silver Lake foul on Rosano, as I mentioned. That is his second. 8 points, couple of threes here for Brumbaugh. His first free throw up and good. He's got nine in the game. Braylon Mole, the leading scorer for the Cowboys, with 11. 52-46, Goodland. 3:35 to go in the game. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net. 10 points for the 6'6" senior forward. 53-46, 7-point Goodland lead. They have dominated this fourth quarter. Here's Dane Johnson, right elbow. Spinning to his left. Shot good, and the foul. Dane Johnson single-handedly trying to keep his team alive. 53-48, 3:21 to go. That's the third foul on Thorson. Goodness me, what a night for Dane Johnson again. And his free throw is good. Big three-point play. He's got 22. It's down to four. Goodland 53, Silver Lake 49. There's a double team there up top. Mole, an open three. Missed everything but backboard. Long rebound. Bodies on the floor. And a timeout for Goodland. Silver Lake fans far side of the floor wanted the jump ball call. They don't get it. So Goodland gets the timeout. We'll have the possession in the front court at 3:08 to go. And leading Silver Lake by four at 53-49. MJ, studio producer here tonight, Brandon Tamman here on the pole. We will have the final game of the Silver Lake boys season tomorrow, whether it's 2 o'clock at the Constellation Final against Galena or 6:15 in the title game against Heston. But a good fourth quarter here by the Cowboys. They had built a lead as high as 7, but again, Dane Johnson doing it all by himself to a high level. He had 5 points at the half, and he's got 17 points here in the second half, 22 in the game to lead all scorers. The next closest score is 10 or 11 points by Mole for the Cowboys. Out of the timeout, here we go. Goodwin with the ball and a 4-point lead. We are down to the final 3 minutes of this game. Kira's back in with 4 fouls. Brumball, they set him up again for 3. Yep. Wow, what a play. What a shot, Brady Brumball. That is huge. 56-49, Goodwin, 2:45 left to go. I expect Dane Johnson to get a look here. Do they run a second defender at him? No, he'll step back for 3. In and out. Rosado, the offensive rebound. Dider might have got away with a double dribble. Kaufman, short corner shot. Front rim, no. Tipped into the hands of Brumbaugh. And Goodwin works it into the front court. Long pass, left corner. Cederstrom, a 3. Too strong. By Mole. He's trapped into the corner. And Goodwin gets a timeout. 2:18 to go. Cowboys leading it 56-49. 2:18 to go. Again, just a 30. We're going to keep it right here. That was a monstrous offensive rebound. It's a full. Let's step aside as well. We'll take a quick 30 here on the pole. Silver Lake, they got work to do. Down 7. 2:18 to go in the game. Back after this here on 96.9, the pole.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
A 10-point swing so far here in the fourth quarter in favor of the Goodwin Cowboys. Silver Lake had a 42-39 lead at the end of the third quarter. But right now, the Cowboys have a 7-point lead at 56-49. Just 2:18 left in this game. Trip to the title game on the line tomorrow night against Heston. Colby awaits the loser in the consolation final. Big possession here defensively. Cowboys with the ball fading away. Brumbaugh, no. Interesting decision to go quick there. And Silver Lake now works it back into the front court. Must need here. Dane Johnson, right wing, diving, fading away. Good. And a timeout, Shannon Krueger. Goodwin wanted the charge. There was a lot of contact there. But the whistle stays quiet. Johnson with 24. 56-51, Goodwin. 2 minutes exactly to go. Another full. Another 30, MJ. We'll come back right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
All right, let's set it up for you here. 2 minutes exactly to go in this ball game. And Hutch, Goodwin 56, Silver Lake 51. Cowboys will have the ball with the 5-point lead out of the timeout. They have dominated this fourth quarter and trying to rally, so to speak. Silver Lake had a 3-point lead going into the start of this fourth quarter. Cowboys into the front court leading by 5. 1:53, clock moving. Semifinal matchup number 4. There's a foul against Dane Johnson on Lincoln Cure defending on the perimeter. Just the third team foul against Silver Lake. So they still got another foul to give here. Or correction, just their second team foul. So they got two fouls to give of Silver Lake. But again, time not on their side. Goodland with the possession and the five-point lead. Here is Moll with the basketball. Makes a nice move. Floater good. Braylon Moll with 13 points in the game. And it's back to seven with 90 seconds to go. 58-51, Silver Lake. Dane Johnson left side. Brody Dider a three. Yes! Brody Dider, the biggest shot maybe of the season for him. 58-54, Goodland by four. Minute 15 left in the game. Here is Moll with the basketball. Gets into the front court. Couple steps in front of the midcourt line. He's on the far side of the floor. Works to the left wing. Hands it off to his teammate in Thorson right there. How long does Silver Lake go here? They have fouls to give. There's one. Game has been physical in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake foul this time on J.P. Whitehead, his first. Team foul number three. Still again, one more foul to give. Just 59 seconds remaining in the game. Cowboys lead by four. J.P. Whitehead defending Moll here as he gets it in the backcourt. Fans wanted to push off there. No call. There's the foul on Brumbaugh. Final foul to give. Next one puts Goodland at the line. As Johnson picks up his third. Throwing it in far side of the floor is Thorson. 49.3 seconds left in the game. Goodland leading by four with the ball. Next foul puts him at the line, and there it is. Jared Johnson will pick up his fourth. And free throws coming here for Kaysen Cederstrom. Got 5 points tonight. He's 2 for 4 from the line. 4-point Cowboy lead, 44.7 seconds remaining. And the first is good. 6 in the game for Cederstrom. 59-54 Cowboys. His second is good. 2 monster free throws there for the Cowboys. 60-54, and now Kier comes away with a steal, and there's the foul. A monster turnover by Silver Lake. 38.9 seconds to go. And Kier's going to the free throw line to try to add on to this 6-point Cowboy lead. He's 0 for 2 at the line tonight. He's been fairly quiet offensively with just 6 points. First free throw, no good. Still a 2-possession game. If he misses the second, 60-54 Goodland. 38.9 seconds remaining in this game. Heston awaiting a winner in the state championship game tomorrow night. Here's second, no good. He missed them both badly. All right, 2-possession game. Silver Lake needs a bucket. There's a foul near midcourt. And that's going to put Dane Johnson at the line with 34.6 seconds to go. Well, you put the best free throw shooter for Silver Lake at the line. That foul is on Thorson, his fourth. Big free throws here, though, for Dane Johnson, and that first one good. He's got 25 points to lead all scorers tonight. He has been sensational in this tournament. 27 last night, and he made the second here, now 26 tonight. 35 seconds remaining. Goodland with a 4-point lead at 60-56, and there's the foul. Stops the clock at 31.6. And Cederstrom, who just made two a moment ago, is going back to the line to try to add to this 4-point lead. It's going to be a foul fest here to end it. And a foul on Dider, his second. And Cederstrom has ice in his veins right now. He buries the first one here and has 8 points. 7 of his 8 here in the second half. 61-56 Goodland. 31.6 seconds to go. Cederstrom with another free throw. And that one's good as well. He's made 4 big free throws here in the last 2 minutes. 62-56, 28 seconds to go. Here's Dider, long two, got it. And a timeout, another big shot for Dider, 62-58. Back to four at 23 seconds to go. It is a 30, we will keep it right here. Again, it's the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. MJ, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman here courtside from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Silver Lake boys going to have to come up with something out of the back pocket here. They are down four. It is 62-58 Goodland. 23.2 seconds left in this game. Goodland again can help seal their win if they can continue to knock down some free throws here late. They've been doing a good job of that here in the fourth quarter. Rosano defending the inbounds pass by Thorson. They get it in quickly to Maul. Plenty of time coming off the clock. There's the foul by Rosano down to 18.6. Boy, precious time there, about 4 or 5 seconds off the clock, and now more free throws here, this time for Braylon Mull, who has not shot a free throw in this game tonight, but he does have 13 points. Goodland by four. First free throw is good. Boy, the Cowboys are really doing a good job here at the line in the fourth quarter, trying to keep Silver Lake at arm's length. Time running thin, though. 63-58 Goodland. Second is good. 15 for Mole. 64-58. Silver Lake running out of time. Whitehead a three. No good. Cure fighting. Johnson a rebound. Puts it up and in, and a timeout. 9 seconds to go. And a 4-point Cowboy lead. Johnson with 28 in the game. Well, the Eagles are not going away quietly, but the time running thin. Keep it right here on this timeout. 64-60 Goodland at 9.1 seconds to go. What a night it's been from Dane Johnson. 27 last night. He's got 28 tonight. Trying to do some math in my head here. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He is 12 for 13 at the free throw line in this game after he went 11 of 15 from the line in the win last night against Lakin. No matter what happens, Dane Johnson, he will be a top-tier player and performer in this year's tournament. Right now, again, the time is running thin. Just 9 seconds left in the game. And Goodland has been so clutch from the free throw line here over the last few minutes, helping keep their lead at somewhat arm's length. On the floor, it is Mole, it is Brumbaugh, it is Cure, it is Cedarstrom, and Thorson for the Cowboys. Dider, Dane Johnson, also Kaufman, Jared Johnson, and Rosano in for Silver Lake. There's the pass, there's the foul. And Mole will walk the other way to shoot free throws with 7.6 left. And the Cowboys with a 64-60 lead. And Dane Johnson has fouled out of the game. What a night for him. The Cowboys again a two-possession lead with just 7.6 seconds left in the game. What a fight. What a physical game. And the first free throw is good. 16 for Braylon Mole. That leads the Cowboys. Thorson and Brumbaugh also in double figures, and Cedarstrom has 9. And he knocks in the second. Might have iced this one. 17 in the game for him. 5 seconds. Here's Whitehead fading away. No good. Tipped in the air. Rebound. And a foul. Or is the game going to be over? It's over. And the Cowboys survive. What a game in this one. 66-60. The Cowboys advance to their second consecutive state championship game as they'll try to avenge their loss in last year's title game to Wellsville. Silver Lake will play Galena tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the third place game. Again, the final score, Goodland 66, Silver Lake boys 60. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Everybody wants to have their home or office
fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here one final time, courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Silver Lake boys run to the state championship game. It comes up just a touch short in the semifinals as Goodland outscored Silver Lake 27-18 in the fourth quarter. Goodland as well, they went 10 of 12 from the free throw line down the stretch to help secure that win as the Cowboys are back into the state title game for a second consecutive season, trying to avenge their loss to Wellsville a year ago as they will take on the Heston Swathers tomorrow night at 6:15. Still one more game for the Silver Lake boys to try to finish strong. They'll play Galena at 2 o'clock right here on KOZA. And again, trying to finish third place here at the state tournament. But Goodland again wins at 66-60. Let's wrap this up here and get you the final numbers in this game. Three players in double figures for the Cowboys, led by Braylon Mole with 17. 13 as well from Brady Brumbaugh, and 10 from Zach Thorson. They got Kaysen Cederstrom with 9, 7 from Blair Lennon, 6 points from Lincoln Cure, and 4 points from Barrett Schlosser. Boy, a heck of a night for Dane Johnson. 28 points and 9 rebounds. He had 2 assists and no turnovers. Only player for Silver Lake in double figures tonight. 9 points from Brody Deiter. 6 points apiece from DeAndre Rosano and Jared Johnson. 5 points from Eamon Kaufman. 3 points from J.P. Whitehead. 2 from Joel Miller. And 1 from Grady Bergman. Final shooting numbers in this game. As Silver Lake, they shot 20 of 43. That's a good percentage at 46.5, and even 5 of 11 from 3. And they were 15 of 18 at the free throw line, good for 83%. Goodland, they shot 21 of 49 from the floor, that's 53%. Just 7 of 26 from 3 at 27%. They were 17 of 25 at the line, and they were 15 of 18 at the line in the second half. And again, 10 of 12 down the stretch in the fourth quarter to help secure that win for the Cowboys. 8 turnovers by Silver Lake, just 3 for Goodland, so they controlled the rock and did not turn it over much. 12 assists for Silver Lake, 11 for Goodland. Biggest lead of the game for Goodland was 7. Biggest lead of the game for Silver Lake was 5. That was late in the third quarter. Best scoring runs for Goodland, they went on a 12-0 run at one point in this game in the fourth quarter. There were 10 lead changes and 3 ties. Goodland led for 17 minutes and 45 seconds. Silver Lake, they led for 9 minutes and 40 seconds. Again, that's going to do it for us here tonight. Again, we'll have the Silver Lake boys on the air once again tomorrow. Stay up to date with all the news. We'll get everything figured out and out on our website, mscsports.net. But Silver Lake boys, one more game tomorrow. Try and finish off strong in the consolation final against number one seed Galena, as the Goodland Cowboys will take on the Heston Swathers in tomorrow night state championship game. Don't forget as well, the Silver Lake girls are in the title game at 4 o'clock. As of right now, scheduled to be on 103.9 KNZA, our sister station there. So they will take on Halstead as the Silver Lake girls are looking for their second consecutive Class 3A state championship. Appreciate MJ, all the hard work. We have got to rest the vocal cords here after a busy, busy night here on the airwaves. Final score once again here on the polls. Goodland 66, the Silver Lake boys 60. For MJ, Brandon, we're signing off courtside. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Championship Saturday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.